This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal. We look at the decision by the Biden administration to pause export of liquefied natural gas. How does this connect to the ag community of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, the farmers? Farmers get up to nearly $200 million in 2023 for permitting liquefied natural gas wells on their property. That money will now dry up, reports Selina. What is to be done? Selina here reports on how the major Democratic politicians in Pennsylvania are seeking to reverse or lift this ban. It's damage to the ag community. It's damage to the 100,000 people employed in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. It's odd. And here's Selina Zito, Washington Examiner, Wall Street Journal, on the pause in exporting liquefied natural gas to our allies in Europe, among others.
I doubt that it'll be lifted, and here's why. Biden has turned a deaf ear to Casey and Fetterman and Shapiro, all of whom I am told have had words with him about it. And it is an interesting decision to me, because it is clear that that he's doing this to shore up his climate change social justice base. However, that is a very small portion of his base. You know, this ban impacts a full coalition of voters. It's not just people in the energy industry. It's not just people whose families, you know, make things that support the energy. It's not just the barbershops and beauty salons and widget makers and hotels and diners that, you know, feed and make the workers and feel better about themselves. It's also farmers. I know that it blows the minds of all of these Democrats, and yet he is stubbornly, at least until this point, refusing to move on the pause.
More of this later.